There's a new book out today about Ted Turner and the founding of CNN. The network started in 1980 and quickly showed its value in covering news events as they were happening.
Again, briefly, shots rang out as President Reagan left the Washington Hilton Hotel this afternoon, shortly after the speech you saw him deliver live here in the cable news network. We are told
the launch of CNN by the eccentric and sometimes outrageous Turner ushered in a new era of nonstop news. Turner shared his vision for the network in his launch speech in June 1980 in front of CNN's Atlanta headquarters.
We hope that the cable news network, with its international coverage and greater depth coverage, will bring, both in the country and in the world, a better understanding of how people from different nations live and work together, and within the nation work together, so that we can perhaps, hopefully, bring together in brotherhood and kindness and friendship and in peace the people of this nation and this world.
Author Lisa Napoli's new book is called Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News, and she joins me now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, and let's go back to the beginning for Ted Turner, who's not involved in CNN anymore, but when you look at where this all started, he was the child of a billboard salesman.
Yes, he owned a billboard company left to him by his father, who'd built it up bit by bit. And he could have gone on with that thread for the rest of his life, but it wasn't sexy enough for him. So he got into radio, and that led him ultimately into television.
To television, and in his case, it was a station that he acquired called WTCG in Atlanta, which was not a news station at all, even after he took it over.
It couldn't have been further from the news, a news station. It was just a little scrappy UHF station. It didn't have a terribly great signal at the time, nor did it have great programming. It wasn't a network affiliate, so it didn't have that ready-made stable of programs. So basically what Ted did with that station, more than anything else, was decide something that no one had done before, which is to stay on all night. At the same time, his staff needed to fill the FCC requirement to do a certain amount of public service broadcasting, news, is what it was at most other stations. But they didn't have the wherewithal or the interest in doing real news. So basically what they did was they did a jokey news that made the first television star on UHF, Bill Tush. But basically that's how he first got into television and first got into news.
Well, and the interesting thing was that he also had a very low opinion of television news in general.
He didn't like the news, and his staff wasn't so keen on producing the news either, but it was an obligation that they had to produce it. And they did it in the middle of the night, someplace where they figured, you know, it would just get lost in the shuffle. But what they didn't bargain for is that there were tons of insomniacs. And what they really didn't bargain for was that when they went up on cable and then up on the satellite and they could be seen at different time zones all around the country, lots of people were watching at all hours.
Well, and how did he go from this rinky-dink Atlanta station on UHF to CNN?
Well, Ted saw the power of television. He saw the power of cable television and cable television delivered via satellite. And all those things made him start wondering what else could he do besides deliver TCG. Now, just to go back, I mean, it was remarkable at the time what he was doing by putting an Atlanta television station up on the bird, so to speak, on the satellite so that people could receive it all around the country. That seeded the idea. What could he do next? And that was where he fell into news.
How important was it to CNN's success that it wasn't built in New York City, where the major television networks were based, but in Atlanta? Did it change what CNN brought to the nation, the fact that they were kind of outside the bubble?
I think perhaps, but more so what was happening at that moment in time, at the very beginning, the idea that news was coming in from all over and that CNN was creating something that seems so obvious right now, which was a network of affiliates all around the country that fed news into them. The networks, of course, the traditional broadcast networks were doing that. They were grabbing stories as things happened around the country. But CNN, that was their mainstay, was this network that they created of stations. That, mm-hmm. of course, just the idea of a diversity of opinions would change everything.
You know, one thing that really surprised me in this book is that CNN turned down the opportunity to have its nightly talk show hosted by Oprah Winfrey before she was big.
Yes. There were a lot of people who were near Mrs. Charlie Rose was another. And instead, the big job went to a woman named Sandy Freeman, who was given this plum assignment that later Larry King took over. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting to look at the early roots, because there are a lot of people who people may remember from the earliest days and they haven't thought about in years.
How good a businessman was Ted Turner? Because throughout your book, he seems to always be on the verge of running out of money every time he decides to take a risk.
Well, yes, he was a risk taker. And that was probably, if you think a good business person is somebody who takes risks, that's Ted Turner for sure. In that he also made a lot of decisions without money. I mean, for instance, launching CNN, the networks have thought about doing 24-hour news, but they didn't have the money or the wherewithal, and he didn't really care. He did it anyway. So, yes, he, and famously, he wound up losing control of his empire because he took many risks, but he just didn't take no for an answer. In fact, if somebody said no, he would do it anyway, whether or not he had the money, like when he first got into television.
Well, and as we look today at the legacy of Ted Turner, and it's right in the title of your book there, The Birth of 24-Hour News, a lot of people would look at that and say, well, that's terrible. Now we have this 24-hour news cycle. Nobody can pay attention to the big picture anymore. Do you think that he really was the one who gave birth to 24-hour news in the world that we live in today as a result?
24-hour news was going to happen. Somebody was going to figure out that they needed to do this. Ted Turner and the people he employed and amassed did it first, and it's changed news forever. And of course, all of that was before the internet came and escalated it to the next level. So the conversation about how it's changed how news is delivered, I think about it every single day during the pandemic. What if I could just turn on the news at 6 o'clock and hear a very sober, measured, deliberate newscast that told me what happened that day? How would that change how everybody was relating to this pandemic? Mm-hmm. We'll never know, because you can't dial back the time. But what I loved about writing this book as somebody who spent her career in the media is that it makes you think about the fact that there was a time not very long ago when news wasn't instantly available. So it's not passing a judgment, and it's not a Fox versus CNN versus MSNBC thing. It really is the birth of 24-hour news and what was going on in our world at that moment in time that allowed it to happen.
Where's Ted Turner now? He's still alive, but we haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yes, he has come out publicly and said that he has a form of dementia called Lewy body. You know, his family is active with his environmental philanthropies and his environmental work. And his staff were very helpful and gracious to me as I looked for archival information, because a lot of it wasn't easy to find. And this is an unauthorized book. CNN didn't commission it or sanction it. So there were certain videotapes and recordings that I was looking for that his office was helpful to me with.
Now, the logo of CNN is still the same one that Ted Turner, according to your book, spent, what, $5,000 to purchase? Which is kind of amazing.
Yes, it's a great American business story. Basically, he commissioned the logo. Poor Rees Schoenfeld, the president, was scrambling around trying to get out of his last job. And behind his back, Ted commissioned this logo. Apparently, he didn't pay the whole $5,000, too. And it's two cables braided together. So talk about outdated. And that's another interesting part of this story, because all of the people who came to CNN in the early days were fighting the phone company, because the phone company was basically the carrier of all information, not just calls. Ironically, the phone company now owns CNN, AT&T.
But other than the logo, do you think that there's still some of Ted Turner in CNN?
Unfortunately, I think if you talk to a lot of the CNN originals, they would say no. I think that another reason I wrote this book is hopefully people will remember this pioneer and the people who worked with him and reflect on the contributions that they made in making it possible. But yes, if you look at the first hours of CNN or if you remember them, it's nothing like what you see today. Part of that is because the computer graphics are a lot different and the whole ethos is completely different too.
That is Lisa Napoli, whose new book is called Up All Night, Ted Turner, CNN, and the Birth of 24-Hour News. Lisa, I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed it so much that I was fine reading it on a PDF because they, thanks to COVID-19, they couldn't even send the book to my house. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Introducing the Cable News Network.
The news 24 hours every day.
The Cable News Network, anchored in Atlanta, Washington.
Got to stand still. Last week, House and Senate...
New York, with national bureaus in Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco.
And we've got an excerpt from the book at hereandnow.org.